This is the radio service Protestant Germany. To begin the year 1964, we bring you the program titled Prospect and Retrospect. If, when on the threshold of a new year, people in the entire world were to glance back over the past 12 months, all of us will have cause to strike a balance in a different way and express very different hopes for the future. Triumphs and defeat, war and peace, sorrow and gladness, separations and unifications, all of these had their place in 1963 for us. As it is described in the third chapter in the Songs of Solomon, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to love and a time to hate, and a time of peace.
Then again, the changing of the year may be cause for thankfulness, for the sun shone brightly on our private luck. Then, too, for many, it may be the cause for resignation, because their road through 1963 was like the valley of the shadow which the 23rd Psalm makes reference of. All of our gladness and sorrow, those overshadowed by the world historical shadow that the death of the two great and important men cast over us. These two men were neither German nor were they Protestant. We're speaking of President John Fitzgerald Kennedy and Pope John the 23rd.
In that this program is in memory of these two men, I would like to say here that both Germany and its Protestants count themselves as a part of the family of man, who bowed before the graves of the peace-wanting president and pope. And that is why, especially we Protestants in Germany, honor these men.
For John Fitzgerald Kennedy wasn't just the leader of the American people or the leader of the free world. Pope John the 23rd wasn't just the head of the Catholic Church. They were men who, with their words and deeds, set guiding standards that are valid even for those who did not live in the realm of their responsibility. At the beginning of the new year, we must and want to become aware of these standards.
Thank you. yet we believe that a few shy rays of sunshine shine through the dark shadow at the death of the two great peace-wanting men cast. These rays of sunlight illuminate the grave in which the hopes lie that we have placed upon the works of these two important men. Their death has made it clear to us that something new, that up until now was not in the human history, wants to break through. Something new that, through the death of both men, has manifested itself more clearly than through their lives. We mean the worldwide shock in which the birth of the one-world concept has documented itself.
When in the one and unified world of the Roman Empire, of Roman Emperor, when in the one and unified Hellenic world of Grecian culture, a philosopher would die, the barbarians, as the people were called who did not belong to their union, were indifferent to the death of one of these men.
When in the Corpus Christianum, in the past worldwide family of the Middle Age Christendom, a pope or a Christian emperor died, those not part of the Christian family or out-and-out heathens were not shocked by this.
But through industrialization, radio, television, and global A-bomb threatened, together growing family of man of the 20th century that in a non-excluding arc is heading towards a shore of new hopes, hopes namely of a world without war, hate, hunger, and fear, this family of man mourns together in a world-spanning solidarity over the loss of the captains of whom they were allowed to believe that they would steer the course of the arc in an especially reliable and experienced manner.
Thank you. When at the threshold of the new year, we should not forget that not just Catholics, but Protestants as well, shed tears over the death of the Reformed Pope John the 23rd. Then again, not just Christians on the whole, but heathens as well. For Pope John was a father whose quality and kindness was also respected by the lost sons, who with red banners moved to remote and foreign countries, to find their luck on the other side of the usually despised home. And when President Kennedy was assassinated, not just his family or the American people wept, but there were also tears shed in the Soviet Union. And none can say that these tears were politically forced. They were as spontaneous as the pain that the Negro felt, the Negro for whom the former President Kennedy was attempting to obtain civil rights, as spontaneous as the honor Pope John the 23rd felt by the presence of the black cardinals and bishops on his council.
God as your name, so is your fame. In this manner, Johann Sebastian Bach taught us to sing at New Year. And especially here, we should be aware that these two great men, the old Pope and the young President, have left a mighty fragment behind, and that the impressions of their worldly days has carved itself deep into the future history. If for us, the people of today, of the year 1964, the metaphysical sense of the deaths is temporarily shut out, we ourselves, though, can give these deaths historical value and carry out the will that these two men have left us. They have laid the foundation stone for a human worthy house, and all of us must finish in building it.
So let all of us begin on the first working day of the new year. Let us grab the tools. Let us take care that many bright flats are in this house, that the different intellectual families of our one world may live equally. And let us place this obligatory sign above the house, Passem in Terris. To wish you a blessed and peaceful 1964, we again quote Johann Sebastian Bach's New Year's Cantata, where he sings and prays, "Give us your blessings, give peace through the world, give throughout the land your comforting word. Do away with the devil, both here and everywhere."
verstoß uns ferner nicht, behüt uns dieses Jahr für Feuer, Pest und Kriegsgefahr. Lass uns dein Wort, das helle Licht, noch rein und lauter brennen, gib unserer Obrigkeit und dem gesamten Lande dein heiles Segens zu erkennen. Gib alle Zeit Glück und Heil zu allem Stand.
Radio Service Protestant Germany, you have heard the program Prospect and Retrospect. Auf Wiederhören.